Located at one of the crossroads of the world, Singapore's strategic position has helped her grow into a major entrepot and financial center for trade, communications, and tourism. Today, Singapore proudly owns one of the world's busiest ports, best airports, and best airlines. Singapore is also well known around the world as a garden city. Though there are many glittering skyscrapers, there are a lot of green trees and beautiful plants along the roadsides and around the island. This is attributed to the continuous effort of the Singapore government in planting trees and plants. Singapore's uniqueness stems from her harmonious blend of race and culture. The immigrants of the past have given her a mixture of Malay, Chinese, Indian, and European. Each racial group has its own distinctive culture, and there are colorful festivals of special significance all year round. Although the festivals are special to certain races, it is nonetheless enjoyed by all. With open attitude towards spirituality, sincere truth seekers in Singapore thus invited Supreme Master Ching Hai to share her knowledge and wisdom on several occasions. We now invite you to listen to Supreme Master Ching Hai's lecture entitled, What Makes a Country Great?, delivered on March 8, 1993, in Singapore.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Master, if one day we see the Western paradise through Kuan Yin method, how do we know it is not just an illusion due to our wishes to see it?
Visions, of course, have two kinds, illusion and truth. If you see a hallucination or illusion, you will feel very tired, exhausted afterward, and you don't feel fulfilled and enjoyment. But like the sailor I just mentioned, he saw Jesus truly appear to him. Therefore, he was happy for 3 days. He didn't even need food. Understand? But that is a short-lived experience. If we practice meditation according to instruction of experienced teacher, you will preserve this every day. Maybe less, maybe more, but somehow you preserve some part of this joyfulness in life, and then you can do everything in this joyful mood. Understand? That's why we have to find first the kingdom of God, and then other things shall be added unto you. We have to see it face to face with Jesus. We have to see God face to face. We have to know our own kingdom, and then we'll be always joyful, and we offer service without any complaint, and we'll be more intelligent, more efficient, more loving in every way, and our life will completely fulfill, without material possession even. It's truly like that, because you're happy, you don't need it. I can tell by my own experience that even though I have a lot of work and my physical is not very strong, I'm smaller than most of you. And lighter even. But I can work a lot and happy, even though I have pressure from the bad karma of the different people and different mentality and demanding. But still, inner, I'm very stable and happy. And you don't need much food. And therefore, the more you practice, the more economic even. I eat only once today, you believe it or not. Only once today. And even that makes me feel tired. But I have to put some fuel into this car so that it runs. But after I eat, I just feel so tired even. Same with you. So therefore, the inner food is very good for you. You can eat once or twice a day, completely enough, and you work very hard, but you don't feel so tired. Understand? I'm only tired when I eat the food. After I eat the food, I feel tired. Even only once today, I feel tired afterwards. I had to rest from eating, not from working, mind you. And I ate very little then, very little, just very little, for the whole day, for 24 hours then. Understand? So I can understand that sailor, that he didn't eat for 3 days. That is true. Just like when Confucius, he heard a music. They say music, but it must be inner heavenly music, because in Zhuangzi and Laozi and Kongzi, they often mention the heavenly music. When he heard that, he doesn't know the taste of food for 3 months. Yeah, that's what it is. 3 days, 3 months, or 3 weeks is according to the strength of the samadhi, of the joy that we receive from heaven, and according to our inner discipline, understand? Or outer discipline, that we can keep that state of mind very long or short. That's why when we teach our fellow practitioners Guan Yin method, we teach them also moral discipline, and also how to protect ourselves every day from the so-called influence of this world, of the non-practitioners, and also to keep our inner happiness to last longer. But then, even you don't need to keep it, because you meditate today, you get it joyful today, and you meditate tomorrow, you get it again, so it's just adding more and more all the time. Just like you earn so much money and you don't know how to spend it. And then, you will leak it out into the worldly environment and help uplifting the consciousness of the whole world, and then the whole universe also. We all link together in the universe. Therefore, many of other planetary people, they came to our world in UFO in order to try maybe to connect with us so that we can develop together. Because if our Earth is underdeveloped, it affects also other planets. We cannot together work. We cannot cooperate. It's just like in Singapore. If your people, the citizens of Singapore, do not cooperate with the government in a higher position, then also it's difficult for the government to work.
Master, I practice spiritual healing as an act of mercy for the salvation of beings.
Very good.
Must I refrain from getting initiated?
No, not actually. You don't need to. But then you waste all your energy on healing, and therefore your meditational practice might not improve very fast. Because whatever we do with the ego, it will sap our inner strength. Because we do it with the limited resource of power. And when we study Guan Yin method, we have to start to learn to rely on the greatest power, which heals without healing, which does without doing. Therefore, you should maybe refrain whenever not necessary to do this kind of healing. So the people who come to you have to look inside themselves, to look for their own great power to heal themselves. And you also will develop this great power, and later you heal without healing, you heal without knowing even. In many cases, my disciples all over the world, for example, they see me come in and heal them or help them. Many cases like that. But I don't know about it. I cannot be proud because I'm not doing it personally, individually, or intentionally to heal somebody. But we will heal the whole world. Whoever has affinity with us and sincerity pray to us, we heal them without healing. We know we do things without doing. At that time, you are not entangled in the karmic pattern of the lower universe, and then you will not be into trouble. But your help extends to the whole world without you feeling proud, without feeding your ego. And we have more number of people instead of one by one, two by two, and exhausting our resource. That is why I say better to refrain from spiritual healing, so-called spiritual healing. I don't say refrain from healing, but I just tell you to heal in a higher level, in a more vast, power that you can heal at the same time thousands of people, not only one, or two, or three, okay? It's up to you. You can come for initiation, but I suggest that way.
Master, please help me. I find no meaning in life. Can you please let me see you in my dream?
What happens if that day you don't dream? Or that you dream and you forgot all about it? It happens, right? It happens that we dream, and when we woke up, And we just remember that we have a dream, but we don't know what dream was, right? It is not the best way to see the master in a dream. If you see it, it's good for you, but you might not even remember it. It's the best way to see your own master, that you yourself become a master, and master of your own house, master of the whole world and the whole universe, master in discipline, in wisdom, in loving kindness. Yeah? No need to see me. I and you are one. Huh?
Master, how can we enlighten a selfish person?
I don't know who is selfish. What is the definition of a selfish person? I don't know who is selfish. Selfish person, how can it be? We cannot be selfish. Because more or less you work for the world, right? It doesn't matter in what you do, you are working for the whole world. There is no selfish person in this world. Even if he doesn't love anybody, he loves dogs or cats. Or he loves himself. Understand? His self is the whole universal self. The whole Buddha system. The kingdom of God. How can you say a person who loves himself is selfish? Right?
Master, in a boy-girl relationship, we may develop love towards the other, but it can turn to hatred. Why is this so?
It is because we always look outside and don't look inside. If we all look inward and found our loving kindness, eternal source, then we can never hate anyone. We can only love. The love without possessiveness. The love without knowing that we even love. Without feeling proud that I have loving kindness in my heart. Without having to practice that I have to practice loving kindness. We will just have it. Just like Buddha, Jesus, or the great masters of old. They love without knowing even that they have love. Then you can never hate anyone. Because you will see that each one is yourself. All are one. 10,000 things are one. You will see that and feel it in your heart. No more separation. Therefore, hatred cannot breed itself in that circumstance. Please.
Master, if a person after initiation didn't practice diligently, will he lose the enlightenment he got from Master? If he continue again, will he regain the enlightenment that Master gave to him?
Yes, but it take a little bit more effort and longer time after you fell down. After you fell down, it's harder to climb up. Yeah, but I would not bar anyone from that. We always have to try again. Whenever you fail, in any kind of situation or any circumstance, whenever we fail, we have to rise up and try it again until we succeed. Right?
Master, can this meditation cure our illness?
I cannot promise you. But in many cases, it does. But if you look forward for initiation because of your illness, then it's not very ideal. You should look forward to the freedom of all illnesses, all the time, in all ages to come. That's the best way. The everlasting health, not only temporary relief of your physical condition, but the eternal blessing, happiness for your soul. That's the best way to come for initiation.
Dear Master, is meditation necessary before initiation? How will initiation help me in my everyday life?
Meditation and experience about meditation or practice is not required. If you have it, it's okay. If you don't have it, it's okay. You might have to start all over again because you didn't meditate in the right way. Anyhow. So we start to help you from ABC. And after your initiation, you will see miracles every day. It helps you in all aspects in your life. Whether you work better or you take care better of your family, you're more loving toward your family members, more loving toward yourself, more self-confident, everything. 1,000 and millions of things. I cannot tell you all. You have to experience it. It helps you, otherwise what is the good of meditation and suffering here every day waiting for heaven? We have to bring heaven to earth by meditational practice. And we enjoy some part of heaven here, and then when we quit this earth, we enjoy even more.
Dear Master, apart from being vegetarian, must we also try not to use leather products? Those that contain animal components. Must we try not to use leather? Leather shoes, leather handbags.
After you practice sometime, you will feel the atmosphere of the things that you use, even though it became dead matter. It will remind you of some suffering of the animal, and out of compassion or peace of your own mind, you will not like to use it anymore. But that is up to you.
Dear Master, I've never been a religious man, but after reading your books, I am deeply drawn to your teachings. Can you please explain why?
It is because what I say in the book is the same as what you think. It agrees with your inner wisdom and your own self. Therefore, you like it? That means I teach the truth, which you accept.
Yeah. Master, does everyone who is initiated get enlightenment?
Yes.
Dear Master, if man and God is one, can man reach the level of God through meditation?
Yes.
Master, compassion has been taught in every religion. Therefore, the practice of vegetarianism seems to be a rightful prerequisite. Supposedly, a religion that does not expound on such a practice, do we still consider it to be a good religion?
Every religion expounds on this subject. It's just that we do not understand, and we overlook it. For example, in the Bible, God says, don't kill all these she-goats and he-buffalo to make offering to me. You have to repent your sin because your hands are full of innocent blood. Otherwise, I will never listen to you when you pray to me. And when you look up on me, I'll turn my head away. That is advocating vegetarian eating, no? Is that not so? Also, God say in the first chapter of the Old Testament, say, God made all living beings and food for them. And then God made human beings to rule over animals. And the animals will befriend human beings. But he didn't say, you eat them. He say, I made all the fruit in the field, which is beautiful to look and delicious to taste, and all the herbs there for your food. He didn't include animal diet, right? So you don't blame God or religions for non-vegetarian diet. Blame our own misunderstanding. Every religion, even Quran, Buddhist scriptures, Hindu scriptures, Christian Bible, every scriptures advocate vegetarian diet. Never anything else. You go home and study deeper into your own religious scriptures and then answer your own question. Yeah? Study deeper. Look in every page.
Vegetarianism in Religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat, because at the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters, and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Kasithigarbha Sutra. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying, or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities. because such killing and slaughtering committed, or such worship performed, or such sacrifice offered, would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious, thus delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Kasitigarbha Sutra.
Gaudai, the most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the saints.
Christianity, meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes.
I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood. And if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata anew.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been specially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutrakatanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Master, I practice meditation. Sometimes I see hills, mountains of feathers, and a road around the hill with lanterns. Can you please explain?
Why do I have to explain? Do I have to explain it? When you see a beautiful girl and you ask me to explain? That is what you call enlightenment without enlightening. Knowing without knowing. Yes, sir.
Master, is there a law of karma in the universe?
No. Nothing. No karma at all. Just our own mind, which misunderstands and deceives us. And our own judgment makes things look like karmic burdens. Otherwise, nothing. Only love, compassion, light, and heaven.
Master, the world seems to be repeating its mistakes of making people suffer. What advice could you offer? Thank you.
Enlightenment. Get initiation. Practice Kuan Yin method. keep the precept, eat vegetarian. If that's worth any of your attention.
Master, one of your disciples related her experience before your talk. Don't you think it is just imagination or her dream she had? Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Can you imagine like that every day? With your imagination? No. Not that this is, you just want to imagine and then you have everything. It's not true. Even if that is an imagination, it's a good one, huh? Right? Mm. So try to imagine like that every day and then you'll be in heaven. No, I told you already there is a difference between hallucination and the truth. Hallucination is when you're out of oxygen, lack of oxygen, or you take drugs or things like this. And this hallucination or vision make you suffer more later.
Some of the tragic tolls of addictive drug abuse. Over 200,000 deaths each year. Costs of $181 billion each year in the United States. $33 billion in the UK. Lifetime cost of current drug addiction amounts to $575 billion in the UK. Harmful effects. Brain damage. Stroke. Heart disease. Liver disease. Tuberculosis. Emphysema. Cancer. Depression. Suicide. Permanent memory loss. Mental illness. Higher infant mortality. Increased crime and violence. Impotence. Crime and violence. Illegal drugs are a factor in 50% of burglaries in the United Kingdom each year. In the U.S., 60% of people arrested each year have been taking illegal drugs. 650 heroin addicts in the U.S. committed 70,000 crimes in a 3-month period. Social costs. U.S. businesses lose $100 billion per year due to employees' drug and alcohol abuse. Australians pay $53 billion per year for healthcare, law enforcement, and lost productivity of drug users. Environmental costs. Every gram of cocaine produced destroys 4.4 square meters of rainforest, with 300,000 hectares of rainforest lost each year to cocaine production. Death. 52 people die each day due to drugs in the U.S. In Canada, substance abuse is attributed to 21% of total deaths and 23% of potential life years lost due to early mortalities. Plus more.
For help quitting, please visit
For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
But this true vision of God, or of Buddha's land, or of your own inner self, will rejuvenate you and make you better, elevated, more intelligent, happy, younger, more enthusiastic, more energetic. Understand? And it lasts very long, sometimes 3 days, sometimes 1 week, 3 months. 1 year, and then it continues, and it brings you more, youth, wisdom, and happiness every day. That is the true vision. Understand?
Master, I'm a Taoist. I pray to Tua Pei Kong and other small gods. If I get initiated, will there be a clash in my religion?
No. I will only teach you how to see the Tao in the right perspective. And you become a better Taoist. After you can hear the Tao that don't need the ears to hear. After you can see the Tao that don't need the eyes to see. You become a better Taoist. And the small God will pray to you. Yes, it's true. You will become a living Tao master. Instead of bowing and worshipping the dead small God, as you have called them.
Master, there are 3 questions here. They are related. Are we still in the Kali age? Many prophets are saying that we are entering a new age. What and when is this new age?
Now, when you get initiation, you enter into golden age.
Master, why does people, religious people, want to fight against each other, killing innocent men to honor their God? Is there such a thing as a devil?
It's just because they misunderstand the message of their messiah, of their masters, which already passed away. They need the living master to clarify all their misunderstanding about what is in their religious scriptures. And they need the living master to put them in touch with their own God inside, so that they will know that their God, other gods, everybody's God, are only one God. And then they will not kill each other anymore. So this is your duty. You should get in touch with your own God and then spread this message to other people and help other people to understand also their own God nature and therefore stop the fighting and killing.
Master, can you please explain why one has the ability to see aura and is it a sin to do so?
No, it's not a sin. It is just that you are gifted with some degree of heavenly a vision, that you can see people's aura. But that is not the highest degree, that's all. Perhaps you have been in touch with some master, which bless you with some gift of heavenly vision, that you can see the things that other people cannot see. Perhaps you have been a good meditation practitioner in last life, therefore some leftover power is still there. It's not a sin.
Master, what is mantra? Is it the same as Kuan Yin meditation?
No. Mantra is a part of maybe Kuan Yin meditation of the ancient time. For example, Om Mani Padme Hum is the most popular mantra. When you meditate in a Kuan Yin method, you may hear it inside, that your master teach you in some specific level, so that your wisdom will open until that level. But then when you pass above this, you have other different so-called mantra, or you don't probably need a mantra anymore. So if you can call it a part of Kuan Yin enlightenment result, not like Kuan Yin method, yeah? Very small part of it, very, very tiny. Sometimes not need to mention part of it.
请问师父, 我们要如何脱离战争而得到永久的和平?
修观音法门嘛, 得到内在的和平以后, 我们才可以带来世界和平, 不然的话, 我们还会挣扎啦, 还会有我有你啦, 还有那个我词, 然后我们就会有名有利, 才引起战争。
请问师父, 听说人有三魂七魄, 这跟我们的真我有什么关系?
有关系啊, 没有三魂七魄, 你就死了。
是不是宇宙的法规一定要有人来指引, 我们才能够成道, 自己如果修行没办法成道?
太难了啦, 你不知道怎么走啊, 你不知道路在哪里, 当然一定有一个想到啊, 他已经知道路, 带你走比较快, 我们生活那么无常, 那么短, 你在那边东摸摸西摸摸, 摸到什么时候啊? 有时候会乱掉在那个什么, 很深的那个洞里面啊, 然后又伤害到自己,
请问师父, 命运是注定的吗?
注定, 不过可以改的一些, 如果我们修观音法门的话, 我们会开悟, 我们会看到哪一边该改, 我们就可以改了一点, 就会改善一点。
请问师父, 为什么上帝不能防止战争呢?
他干嘛介入我们的那惋惜呢? 战争是我们人做的, 什么时候我们自己还不了解, 别人或是万物, 就是我们自己的话, 我们还会有战争。 上帝不阻挡战争, 因为他们让我们人学习这种功课了, 学到我们力了, 我们自己受伤害了, 别人受伤害, 然后我们会开悟了, 我们会, 那边会渴望求道, 哦，我们就会知道战争是没用的啊，应该和平，应该爱别人像爱自己一样，这是我们自己的功课。所以像上帝让我们学，他可以阻挡，他可以把它取消了啊，不过这个对我们不利，我们应该自己阻挡战争，我们应该自己合在一起的话把它战争取消，因为那个时候我们真正了解那个才是永恒和平。 Thank you。
请问师父，你有这么多的徒弟，是不是有人已经觉悟了？
大家都开悟了，阴心就会开悟了。然后每天开更大的悟，每天更了解自己伟大的地方，阴心的时候就马上开悟了，所以才说起科开悟。
请问师父，我是佛的弟子，怎么样才能够站在善跟恶的中间呢？
开悟以后就哪边都可以站了。
请问师父，修观音法门真的会五代超生吗？
真的，真的，不是五代而已，好几代。还有朋友啊，经济都会受到利益。
请问师父，打坐的时候会走火入魔吗？
如果你自己东摸摸西摸摸乱摸的话就会。如果有老师指导就不会。I wish you good night and maybe see you tomorrow.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
We appreciate your loving presence for today's Words of Wisdom. Models of Success is coming up next after Noteworthy News.Here on Supreme Master Television. Please stay tuned. God bless and farewell for now.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW